Well, I don't know, Claire. Shucks.
You ever heard him call it a...
Well, I don't know, Claire. I'm going to butt my head against that stone.
Have you ever heard him call it
chivalry.
Chivalry. That's what it would be. Would they do that?
Oh, they'd go. If they could slip in the house before they knew where the couple were going to sleep, they'd put bells on the bed.
Oh.
If they find out where the couple were going to sleep, they'd put bells on their bed. Oh. You'd slip the slat.
Oh. Well, would they do it to everybody?
Yes, if they knew where they were going to stay all night, most of the time in olden days, the young folks would stay all night with their parents, you know?
Oh, I see.
And they had an extra, what you call, front room. Instead of a living room, they had an extra room, the bed in it, and everything nice in yonder, see? Mm-hmm. Well, them young couples, there's more of them, wanted to do this dirt, would go in there and do this. And then after the young couple would go to bed while these other bunch of young folks that did it, they'd be wailing out yonder somewhere. Just for meanness.
Oh, they do just for meanness.
Yeah, when they start the bed, when they sit down on the bed, the bells would ring. Or they'd sit down on the bed, start the bed, their slats would fall out. Well, it's a whole bunch of young folks would be out yonder, and they'd come running in.
Oh.
Maybe they'd have cake. Or maybe they'd have some old kind of a stick, or maybe they'd have a doll dressed up, or maybe they'd have a baby rattler, or maybe they'd have a baby bottle and give it to them. Mm-hmm. Oh, mercy. Sometimes they'd get the boy out and ride him on a rail.
Oh.
Maybe fix a pan of water and fix it some way to slip it around and the girl sit down in it. And it's all this mess. Oh. People used to get I want to get married, but I don't want the bunch I've been running with to know it. And we're going to slip off and get married and not let them know nothing about it. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's 2-3 weeks and this bunch they run with found it out. They'd mess them up somewhere and
they'd elope.
Then they'd turn around and do something nice for them, maybe the next day or two, or week or two. And then after that, they'd give them a party or something. Mm-hmm. And then have some presents for them. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. If it's country girls and country boys and girls and boys that run with a long time ago, we all had fun them days.
Mm-hmm.
Horseback riding, mm-hmm. go to play parties, pound suppers, mm-hmm. square dance. It was.
What would be a pound supper? What's that?
You invite. Say I'm going to have a pound supper here. I go around and invite my girlfriend and boyfriend, and everyone bring a pound or something. A pound of candy or gum or just a pound of anything, pound of apples, and then when they all got there, I'd have a big table fixed for them to sit with on. And then when we got ready to eat supper, one of the girls, I have three or four of them go in and unfasten all these packages, whatever it might be. If it's fruit, put it in a bowl, whatever it could be, something to eat, put that in the right place, and then we got through. This whole table would be just full of things. And then everybody come in and stand around and talk, have music or something, or dance or play party or something. All of them come around and eat. Everybody eat whatever it was. It was fun that way. Sometimes we'd give ice cream suppers and two or three of the girls make a cake. Then we'd have ice cream, and then the same thing. We'd have ice cream and these cakes that people put on the table and cut. And sometimes somebody bring a pie or something, just whatever they wanted to bring. And then at the last, to play the musicians if we had a square dance. Now they'd put the prettiest cake. No, not the prettiest cake, just a plain meal.